great-great-grandfather and Dame Mary and Elizabeth's grandfather were the brothers that did the trek across the top of Australia.
Right.
And ended up in the Kimberleys, of course, as legend, of course, goes. So I feel very lucky. My father's father grew up on Argyle Station, but I've never been, unfortunately. That's definitely on my bucket list.
You've never been to the Kimberley?
No, I've never been to the Kimberley. It's one of my very top dreams.
That sounds like a duck who has never swam, a Durack that's never been to the Kimberley.
I know.
And what about Dame Mary Durack, who wrote Kings in Grass Castles, and Elizabeth Durack, a famous artist in her own right? How are they related to you?
My great-great-grandfather and their grandfather were brothers. So that's how we're related. But I was lucky enough to meet both of them when I was about 10 at a family reunion in York, which was a great thrill, obviously.
What do you remember?
I remember that they both had real presence, and we kind of knew, even though, and as a 10-year-old, you sort of can't quite grasp the scope of what it is these very famous ladies have done, you knew that there was something very special about them. And I, at that point, I hadn't read Kings and Grass Castles or anything like that, but I knew that there was something really kind of, really amazing about them. And I felt very lucky to have met them.
So can you remember learning about your family history? What sort of family stories were you told as a young Durack?
Well, my dad's dad still very much was a man kind of the land. And as a result, my father grew up riding horses and stuff from the age of 3. And there's all sorts of photos of him doing those sorts of things. And growing up, of course, in Perth, every school teacher I ever had asked me if I was from the Durack to the Kimberley and that sort of thing. So I always very proudly said yes.
So where has your life taken you so far? We've known quite a bit about the Duracks of times gone by. What about the up-and-coming Lucy Durack?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I grew up in Perth, as I say, and I studied at WAPA, the WA Academy of Performing Arts. And I've been very, very fortunate to have a career in musical theatre. I played Glinda the Good Witch in the musical Wicked for the last 3.5 years, and I'm just about to start Legally Blonde, the musical, and I've just released an album through the ABC, my very first album, which I'm really excited about that comes out in 2 weeks' time.
You must be incredibly busy.
Yeah, I am very busy, which I'm very grateful for.
And you've just recorded your first album, self-titled, Lucy Durack. What were you trying to achieve with this album? What ideas did you have behind it?
Well, I grew up listening to a lot of classics, and so there are a lot of classics. There's Dream a Little Dream of Me and At Last and Bye Bye Blackbird. You Don't Know Me. I'm really proud of it and I'm really excited. I think it's sort of a bit of an album that covers a lot of bases, and I think my family, I'm really proud of it because I think my family will like it, because it's definitely kind of easy listening, something that you can have on and sing along to. I think they've done a really fantastic job of the band.
Music the Durack family would enjoy. It gives people a bit of an idea, perhaps. No doubt you've seen the East Kimberley landscape in pictures and in movies.
Yeah.
What do you imagine it's going to be like to finally get up here to the Kimberley and look over the landscape that your family was such a big part in your family story?
Gosh, well, even you just talking about it there, it almost makes me quite emotional to think about that. It's going to be incredibly momentous and something that, as I say, it's been a real lifelong dream of mine. So I think it will definitely take my breath away for more reasons than one.
Thank you so much for having a chat and, I guess, introducing yourself to the Kimberley, Lucy Durack.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for chatting.